You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me in studio is Scott Stantis, the political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune. State Senator Dan Katowski, who's now the CEO of ChildServe, helping children live happier and healthier lives.
Where the heck is the E at the end of serve?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason why it's not there,
What's
Scott.
That?
It's because the work is not done yet.
Well, you know who can help us get other work done is David Hochberg.
Oh, yeah.
From Pearl Mortgage. David, thank you so much for being patient. I needed to, we were pushed behind. I didn't mean to make you wait, sir.
That's right. I'm just doing deep knee bends here, Patty, all night. That's what I do at midnight.
So do you do deep knee bends?
Thanks for having me on.
That's
what I do.
Do you do squats to stay awake?
Yeah, that's what I do, especially when I'm anticipating talking with you. I do everything I can to stay awake.
I can do some deep knee bends, too. I do deep knee bends when I brush my teeth. That's too much information.
Actually, that's the least amount of information you've ever shared. That was good.
David, I heard you. Now, I know you've been up a long time because you were on Bill and Wendy's show today.
Correct.
And here's the thing. Even though you were on my station, I started getting an anxiety attack listening to you talk to people about their homes, how to reinvest, how to refinance their mortgages when it comes to senior citizens and watching commercials with Henry Winkler and should I do that. What is your experience with people? How do you help people who have money anxiety? How do you address them?
You just be brutally honest with them and just tell them, hey, here's the facts. You know, you're spending $10 and you only have a dollar in the bank. And, you know, you got to do something because it's not getting any better. I was talking to a guy the other day. He's a truck driver. He's like, yeah, I really want to refinance. I'm like, all right, great. How's your credit? He's like, all right, since we ran his credit, it was 605. Not that great, right? So I'm like, okay, how much do you own your house? He's like, $120,000. I'm like, what's your house worth? He's like, 90. I'm like, well, that's a problem. I'm like, well, you know, you might qualify. The state's got a great program, an iRefinance program, where it has a grant where it's given up to $50,000 to help pay people's mortgages down that are upside down that meet certain income qualifications. Phenomenal program through the Illinois Department of Housing and through IDA. And, you know, we started getting into it. And the problem was he didn't make enough money. And he was like, His debt-to-income ratio, which is what we used to qualify him for the loan, was at like 75%, and the qualifying ratios were like at 45%, which means the guy's spending too much money, and he's not taking in enough money. And I'm just like, you got $40,000 worth of credit card debt here, brother. What are we going to do? He's like, well, you know, I think I'm going to be okay. I'm like, you know, you should really consider filing bankruptcy, and, you know, which is a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow. And he's like, well, you know, I think I'm going to be able to pull through this. I'm like, well, how long have you been carrying this debt? He's like, for the past 5 years. I'm like, well, you know, there's really no money fairy that's going to just drop 40 G's on your head to make this stuff go away. And, you know, people just have to come to the realization that sometimes bankruptcy is the best way to go, to just hit the financial reset button. And it's like, you know, get back to your question. It's just being brutally honest with people and telling them what the situation is and not trying to sugarcoat or candy coat anything.
Well, do you think that some of that, when he was telling you that he, you know, he doesn't think he needs to claim bankruptcy, there's shame attached to claiming bankruptcy,
sure.
Like obviously a sense of failure. I will say this. My father had to claim bankruptcy for different reasons. He was a gambling addict and had raked up over $50,000 in gambling debt on credit cards, including taking out a credit card in my name, which I didn't know until, yeah, Scott, your eyes just bulge out of your head. But I'm sure you come across people like that who feel as though they can catch up. That's what that guy is thinking. My dad always thought, well, I can catch up. I just need another, you know, for other people, I'm guessing, they think they're going to earn it or, you know, but they don't take the active steps to climb back out of that. And to, like you said, a reset button. How do we help people through that, like not feeling the shame or the sense of failure of just going, this is where I am right now. I can reset this.
Well, and it's funny that you asked that because I've been asking that question for the past 7 years, trying to get a psychiatrist to come on my show on another station to answer that question. I was out in L.A. about a month ago, and I ran into Dr. Drew, okay?
Sure.
I'm advertising on a station out there at KBC, and I was talking to Dr. Drew for about 10 minutes. I'm like, it's freaking me out trying to help these people where, you know, they've got 13 cents in the bank. They've got a mortgage payment coming up that's $1,500, and they got a check that's going to be deposited in their bank account on Friday for $900 that's gone by Saturday morning, and they don't stand a chance. I'm like, these people aren't hanging by their fingernails. Their fingernails are gone. They're down to the bones, right? There's no skin. Those are no nails. They're down to the bones. I'm like, why do people do that? It's because, you know, I'm trying to help people. It's frustrating. He's like, it's like alcoholism. It's like a drug addiction. It's like gambling, like you said, with your father. He goes, it's a sickness. And people just don't want to realize that they have a dependency. And the dependency is credit cards. And he's like, it's a chemical imbalance in people's heads. And there's really nothing to change unless people want to get help. And it just, finally I'm talking to a clinician who, you know, who could analyze it for me. And he's right. There's no difference between credit card debt and being a shopaholic or not admitting that you have a problem. Listen, I'm 40, 50 pounds overweight. I've been 40, 50 pounds overweight for the past 8 years. I've been on a diet for 4 days. It's a pain in the ass.
That's why you're doing deep knee bends.
That's why I'm doing deep knee bends at midnight talking to you. It's just, you know, it's just like, you know, people overweight. It sounds easy. Put the fork down, switch out the bucket of chicken with a bucket of vegetables, and do a little exercise. Sounds really easy. But I'll tell you what, I've been struggling with this for years as well. So it's not that easy. And I can empathize with people that are going through it. And it sucks because, you know, there are people out there like me that really want to help people, and that have got the technology and the knowledge to help people, and the tools to help people, and the resources and the connections to, like, hey, maybe you should talk to a bankruptcy attorney. I send them over to Stephen A. Leahy all the time and say, hey, talk to a bankruptcy attorney and just hit the damn financial reset button and start over. But it's the most frustrating part about my job is getting people to realize that they do have a problem and that they need help. And I don't know how to do it.
Hey, David, listen, this is Scott Stanis.
Scott, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. It's great. I have a relative, well, my daughter-in-law, Peyton, and she got into a manic moment, and things spiraled out of control. So she's paying the price for that now. But we're having creditors call, and they're calling me. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They're calling me, which I understand is, what's the word I'm looking for? Illegal. Am I correct in that?
Are you a co-signer on any of those loans or any
No.
Are you sure?
I remember that.
No, I mean, could she have listed him as somebody who is responsible? I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah, Scott. Yeah, you might want to check. Scott, the best thing that you could do just to protect your rear end, and your six there, is to go to my website. It's wgndavid.com. You can run your credit report for free. It's a federal government program, and just see what's on your credit report. You know how many times I get, I don't have that credit card. Oh yeah, well yeah, you do. It's right here, Spartacus. It's on your credit report. Well, I don't have that auto loan. Well, yeah, you do. Okay, you know, you don't think you do, but there it is.
So the wgndavid.com.
Yeah, you go to wgndavid.com. And
you're pissing me off, David. I don't mind telling you.
No,
I piss off a lot of people. You know, Scott, you look good. You know, you look great in the dress. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
But
it's called annualcreditreport.com is where you want to go. And I send people to my website because, you know, you type an annual wrong and you get to real some funky website that you want your kids not be in the room when you go there. So, you know, you type in annualcreditreport.com and then just run your credit report, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. And, you know, listen, you'll find stuff on there that I had a fraternity brother of mine last week. He had a $15,000 judgment in Lake County still open on his credit report because TransUnion was reporting it incorrectly. Now, I'm not knocking TransUnion.
And he had no idea.
There's millions of people and millions of inaccuracies on credit reports throughout the United States. Guess what? We sent in the information. We got the went on the circuit. I forgot what website. It's late, but you know the recorder's website, I believe, or the circuit court's website, and the county website, and we got the case file number to show that the judgment was satisfied. Sent it over to TransUnion. Boom, you got a $15,000 judgment taken off his credit report. There's so much crazy crap going around on people's credit reports, Scott. You have no idea.
So, she could have added me, or someone could have added me into this report. And
well, that's what
there's
my,
some liability. There.
My dad added me to the credit card. I'd never signed anything, but he just added me a credit card in my name.
Wow, he just destroyed my family.
My dad.
Well, sorry, David, what did you say?
No. My dad did the same thing with me when I was younger.
Yeah.
Okay, and I pulled my credit when I first got into this industry, okay, out of college, and I'm just like, what are these credit, you know, what are the, you know, that's how I found all these credit cards in my petty. I had the same thing happen with my father.
Yeah.
Okay, and it freaked me out when I got into the mortgage industry, I pulled my credit because I figured, all right, what the heck, let's check it out.
Yeah, sure.
There's a deadbeat David M. Hochberg in Denver, Colorado, that opened up a car loan with Huntington Bank in 1995 that just blew it off, and it was in repo, and it rolled up on me. I mean, how many flipping David M. Hochbergs are there, okay? Well, I just get lucky to be associated with some putts out in Denver that blew off a car loan that rolled up on me. So you have no idea, buddy. You should check that out.
I'll do that when I get home. Absolutely.
Buddy. Yeah.
So how do you... David, this is Dan Katowski. How do you get people connected to that that why? Where you want them to get to a point where they're going to be able to not just, you know, you present all these solutions, right, and how they can fix it, but you get them to be thinking about how they're going to change their behavior. Like, how do you start to have that psychological discussion with them and say, look, you know, it's really bad. You're doing this. How do you get them to start to move in that direction?
Yeah, spend about $1 million a year on radio ads telling people, you know, other stories and tutorials, which I do in my ads. You know, Sally, Buffalo Girl, 52, divorced mother of three, got blown up on the way out the door because her putt's ex-husband, you know, decided to open up a couple of credit cards without telling her and really screwed up her credit. You know, just going out there, Dan, and is it Congress? Is it state rep or state senator?
No, I'm not a senator anymore. But we work
state
a lot.
State senator, with, former.
I run an organization that helps children and families who are at risk, help them lead better lives. But yeah. a lot of the situations we work with, many of them are 50% of the parents in our program for early childhood are not working, right? And they've a lot of them have financial situations, financial problems, but. It sounds to me there's got to be like, how do you ask people like, okay, well, what really bothers you about your life and how are you going to change it, right? What are the steps you're going to take? And how do you start, like, as someone who counsels people to get them to really drill down to the why? Because it is something that I think is one of these issues when you bring it up, people get really anxious. They got a lot of issues with money.
Sure.
They got a lot of baggage with it, right? And, you know, I remember being a kid, and I think part of it is connected to the fact that, you know, we had five kids. We didn't have that much. You know, we had enough, but, you know, my dad, was a community college teacher, but, you know, I always remember the fact that they were always like struggling to make ends meet. Right. And to now to be in a different situation, a better situation, but it's like, you know, my mom, we always joked that she had money buried in mason jars in the backyard that we would find like for like special occasions for Christmas and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to go back into people's past as to why they have these issues with money. And
sure. And I think, Dan, it's a great question. And I think it goes back to that nobody taught their parents how to manage their money because there's nothing in school to talk to kids about it. And I did a talk at Stagg High School on the South Side. And I stood up there in front of a bunch of, I don't know, juniors and seniors in a consumer's ed class. And I've been trying to get into more and more high schools and community colleges and colleges, you know, throughout the area, and just having a, hey, here's the ABCs of credit. You know what I mean? I'm not selling high school kids on mortgages, for God's sake. So I was just giving them information. You know, half of them are falling asleep drooling on themselves, and the other half are more interested on when they could get a car loan, okay? But if I got through to five out of 150 of them, it was a success. And to get back to your question, how do you do it? You just got to keep pounding it in their heads. And you just got to be able to come to them with somebody, you know, like me, that's going to be like, listen, I'm on the radio, I'm on WGN TV, I've got my own show. I don't care if I do your loan. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to give you information that's going to help you. You know, and I think if you come out at that third wave where it's not like, you know, I'm trying to sell you something, but I actually am trying to help you, then people are on a lot less guarded right? Because they don't think you're going to be sold something. And going back to what Patty said earlier with the – and the reason that the Tom Selleck's and the Henry Winkler's drive me absolutely crazy, and I blow them up in my ads all the time, is because – Tom Selleck has never done it. He's not licensed to do a reverse mortgage, okay? I'm not licensed to be an actor. You don't want me acting or driving a red Ferrari or hopping in a helicopter or doing anything acting, right? Or being Henry Winkler.
Yeah, I don't even think he hopped in that helicopter either.
You know, Pinky Tuscadero and all that other crap, you know. You know, but people trust these actors for some unknown reason. And then they call a number and it goes to a hot box call center in Utah. And you're talking to some putz that was spinning pretzels in the mall. Not that there's anything wrong with spinning pretzels in the mall, but you're talking about a reverse mortgage on your house, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's midnight tomorrow.
But if you can't trust Henry Winkler.
I'm so in love with this segment already. By the way, David, you're the first. You're launching our Thrifty Thursday because I have so much anxiety about money. I wanted you to be the first, and I think I have. I don't know if I want anyone else but you. But I can't monopolize your Thursday nights. And I know we have to do it earlier, but we have to ask you first. Yes, then yes, I want David Hochberg.
He's doing his squats. Yeah. He'll have buns of steel.
He's doing his squats while he's doing us a solid. That's all I know.
Completely.
No, but hang on, Dan, I would love to work with you and your organization to come in and just have a round table and answer people's questions.
Oh, that'd be great.
Nothing gets me more satisfaction, and this is, you know, the God's honest truth, than actually looking in somebody's eyes and seeing that the light bulb goes off. Okay, I can't be there to not have them go buy that pair of shoes or the pair of pants or the pair they're buying to blow their credit up after we have the conversation. But at least they know that if they have a $500 credit card and they put $500 on it, their credit's not going to be performing as well as if they only carried $100 balance.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not naive enough to realize that not everybody's got $1,000 in the bank account that can go pay down their credit card. Okay. I'm not that naive either. I understand that people are going to get paid tomorrow and that check is not going to be able to get them through Monday, let alone Friday. Okay, it's going to be gone over the weekend because they're not drinking it or shooting it. They're just spending it on expenses to pay for the car, to pay for Sally's dance class, to pay for Joey's lacrosse, private lacrosse lesson. But God forbid we ever said no to our kids. Okay, you know, because Johnny's got to be on the hockey travel team, even though mom and dad don't have any freaking money to send Johnny on the hockey travel team because the home club team isn't good enough. We've got to put him on a travel team for another $10,000 that the parents don't have.
Damn, Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny sucks. Wait.
I
it's
think
it's so awesome because we were just having this conversation that we know someone who's spending $1,000 a month.
I know.
Travel hockey.
I feel like this is also like a venting session for David Hochberg.
It's really awesome because
I love it. But
the word putz is coming back.
My producer is sweating bullets because we have a listener on the line that wants to give a question to David, but we also have to take a break. David, can you do a couple squats while we take a quick break here?
Sure. I'm doing lunges now.
All right. More after this, David Hochberg on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Scott Santas. I'm not turning his microphone on yet because he's having a conversation with Senator Dan Katowski. Also in studio, joining us on the line is David Hochberg. What are we up to? How many squats and deep lunges are we doing?
Well, now that I hear that the Edens is wide open, I just might take a ride down the Edens just for the hell of it. I haven't been on the Edens without any cars on it in a long time.
Well, we're going to do this every Thursday, so any Thursday that you feel like coming down are yours, sir.
Well, that'd be awesome. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
I want to see the squats in person.
We'll have food and drinks for you if that helps.
I want to break it down. I want him to call me a putz in person. That would be nice.
Yes.
He'd be the first.
By the way,
so mean.
By the way, David, you can ask producer Mike Heideman. We do workouts in studio, don't we, Mike?
Every night? Every day.
No, we did 4-minute abs that one night.
Oh, yeah.
And we were doing upper arm workouts.
I'm still feeling it, too.
Yeah. It's 4-minute abs. What do you
4-minute abs. You know what? You'll have to be here for that.
All right.
Lance has been holding on for Thrifty Thursday with David Hochberg. Right. Lance, what did you? Thank you so much, first of all, for holding on so long. What did you want to ask David?
First of all, I just want to say that bankruptcy is not the end of the world. I had to cross that path a while back. But, you know, you have to learn from it. That's the thing about bankruptcy. And since then, I worked my credit report back up to over 800 points.
Wow.
But what I was calling about, was I monitored my credit report through Credit Karma. And my credit card, as far as my balance, the limit versus my balance, is well under 10%. So I don't have any problems with any bills. All of my bills are current. I pay more on my car notes to my mortgage, things of that nature. But my credit report dropped. My TransUnion report dropped 13 points, which kind of really angered me because it said something about the age of my debt.
Yeah.
And I was trying to find out what was that all about because it was under 4 years.
Yeah, well, here, Lance, number one, congratulations. You're a true testament of somebody that's gone through bankruptcy, and I applaud you and salute you, and you should be the poster child for other people out there that are having challenges, that face the challenges, and pulled that financial reset cord and went through it. And, you know, congratulations to you and kudos to you. In regards to your credit utilization, guys, what Lance is talking about is, and the easiest way that I could explain it is, if you have a $1,000 limit on a credit card and you have a $100 balance on it, you're at 10% capacity, right? Okay. So your credit utilization is at 10%, which means you have 90% of availability. And Lance is 100% right. The easiest way, guys, in order for somebody to improve their credit is not wait for, well, there are two easy ways. Number one, don't wait for your bill to come at the end of the month. Pay it off every Friday when you get paid or every 2 weeks. Like Lance is doing, to keep the balances low and the credit utilization high, which means your credit scores are going to be high as well. Okay, so the lower the balance against what you have, the higher the credit score. Another trick is to call up your credit card companies and say, hi, I've been a loyal client of yours for X number of years. I've never missed a payment. I would like you to increase my availability, increase my line of credit, increase my credit availability by twice as much as you have, right? So if you have a $1,000 limit, see if they'll go to $2,000. All they can say is no. You can't fall off the damn floor, okay? So, and it's free. They won't charge you to do it. Now, getting back to Lance's questions, 13 points, I would say, Lance, if your credit score is as high as you're saying it is, a 13-point variance, I won't lose sleep over it, buddy, okay? I mean, anything above that starts with the 700 on the credit scores is great. Anything above 740, you're in utopia land. If you've got an 8 on it, you're in the upper percentage bracket. And if it drops 13 points, I won't sweat it. It's an ebb and flow. And to try to figure out the algorithms of how the actual credit report and the credit scoring system works, you'll drive yourself bat poop crazy. So if you have good credit, don't look at it all the time, which is a tough thing for somebody that's gone through an economic tsunami like you did and hit the financial reset button with the bankruptcy. But my recommendation to you, brother, is, you know, enjoy your 800 credit scores and don't worry about the 13-point ebb and flow. It's just like the waves in an ocean. It'll go up and it'll go down. But as long as you've got solid, a good foundation, you're good, bud. That's what I'd tell you.
Okay.
He said
okay.
Poop.
Because I did a lot of the things that you say do, like as far as getting your credit limit increase, things of that nature. I work my credit back up. So when you work it back up and you see it drop 13 points, you're like, wait a minute now, what did I do to deserve a 13-point hit? But, you know, I guess what you're saying makes sense.
Yeah, and I see it every day, buddy. I mean, I pull more credit reports than people see their credit reports in a lifetime. So don't worry about it. Just keep moving on and don't look back, look forward, and keep doing what you're doing because you're doing good stuff.
And could I ask one more quick question real quick?
Absolutely.
What do you think about Credit Karma as far as monitoring your credit?
I think Credit Karma is a good basis for where your credit scores are to make sure that what's happening to Scott right now with unknown credit card calls from people that he doesn't know, you know, just to keep a good eye on it. I wouldn't count on the credit scores because I've had people call me. Credit Karma and those online credit reporting agencies are crap in terms of what your credit scores are, because when you pull it, when they give you a credit score, it's not the same credit score as I get or a banker gets when a banker, and I'm a banker, you know, Pearl Mortgage is a banker, pulls you to get your credit score. Why? because the best analogy I can give you, and I'm loaded with them, is it's like walking into high school and your teacher says, hey, it's a pop quiz, and you fill out the quiz and you pass it to your buddy who's got a number two pencil with a big fat eraser behind you, and he's erasing all your questions, all your wrong questions, and filling them in with your right questions. That's how I got through high school, by the way, Lance. I'm a pro at it. So that's what the online credit scoring systems are. Whereas a credit report that I pull when you're going for a mortgage or a bank pulls, it's like taking a test, passing it forward, and then getting the test back with all the red marks on it. It's a much tougher grading system because the teacher or professor is grading it than you having some online Yahoo do it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, if that TransUnion and Experian.
Well, sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, was it Lance?
I say it says it's through TransUnion and Experian. That's why I thought maybe it was legitimate.
No, it's not that it's not legitimate. The information you're getting is dead nuts on the money. It's just that the score that they give you is not the same score that a banker like us gets when we pull your mortgage, what's called a tri-merge credit report for your for a loan. So it's a different scoring system, but the information is accurate.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
That was great, Lance. I think that helped a lot of people too, by the way. Thank you so much for that question. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
That was a great question.
Yeah, it was. And Ruth has a question as well. Hi, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for holding on so long. David's on the line with you. What do you want to ask him?
Well, one of the best things that you're doing for your country right now is what you're doing with this topic. My income is $400 a month, and I live like a millionaire. I have a friend who's SSI, $749 a month, and she outdoes me on everything. She has cable TV. She has a two-bedroom luxury apartment. I have a one-bedroom luxury apartment. What she has a insurance policy. She's about 66, 67. I'm 68. I would like an insurance policy, and I want to know who I can get for the best amount of money for my dollar.
For a life insurance policy, a term?
Correct. At my age, at 68, what are my chances of, I have really, really incredibly good health.
Right. Well, that's a great question for a certified financial planner or an insurance agent, which I am neither. But if you give Mike your number, I could have a couple of people call you tomorrow and go over who are in that field that I'm affiliated with, and who'll be more than happy to give you a much better and concise answer than I can. I have no idea how to answer your question, but I know people that can. How's that?
Okay, and can I suggest also that if they don't reach me tomorrow, then on Monday, because I'm going into the city tomorrow, and I'm really interested in finding, something that fits into my income, and it actually would be my future planning.
Just to ask you a quick question, do you own a home, or do you sit in an apartment?
No, I rent. I rent a home, and I, like my friend, it is subsidized housing. So, therefore, my rent payment is very low. So, on $5,000 a year of an income, I want this insurance policy, and I can afford to pay into it if it's a reasonable amount. And there's a good chance that my future could be another 20 years ahead of me.
Absolutely, or at least 20 years.
Given our statistics for senior citizens now who eat correctly and do some exercise and things like that. And the longevity is also in my family. But I don't want to be thrown into a category with other people out there who don't have the likelihood that I have another 20 years ahead of me.
No problem. I've got just the guy who can help. His name is Angel Guerrieri, and he does exactly what you're looking for. I don't, but I'll be more than happy to connect
well,
you
with Angelo. You'll find out lots of information because you are on the page. This is a healing thing that you're doing for the country because I see so many people falling between the cracks, and it's correct with doing it in the school years first.
I agree with you, and thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. God bless you too. Thank you so much, Ruth. I've got to that's our Thrifty Thursday, David. This was remarkable. Thank you so much for joining us so late.
Yeah, I got to rearrange my Thursday nights now. Thanks a lot. I love this.
Do you do Bill and Wendy's every Thursday too? Because this could be a problem.
No, I would love to, but they only have me on once a month, so that's fine. We could do it every Thursday.
Do you really want to do this every Thursday?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, it's got to be a little earlier than midnight for God.
No. I won't do it at midnight, I promise.
We can give him his own theme song, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Give you a Stairmaster to do it.
You got anybody there that can make a cartoon? Maybe have like a theme cartoon? I don't know.
I think someone could do some graphics for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I could write a Polish polka for it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's even better.
I was going to say, don't drive him away. I'm kidding. No.
Third time.
Polish polka is great.
Tearing down.
David Hochberg, how can people find out more information, get some help from you, and listen to your podcast? Where should people go?
It's real simple. You could call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have somebody manning the phones all the time. 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. And, of course, you could go to WGNDavid.com. That's my website and, landing page. You can find out whatever you need there. And, we're just here to help people, Patty, Dan, and Scott. You know, that's what it's all about. And Dan, really, please, I'll get your information from Mike. I'd love to talk to you about your organization. And Senator Terry Link and I go way back. So if you want to find out more about me, you can call our good friend Terry, and he'll also vouch for me. But
I won't hold that against you.
And David also does a lot of great work with veterans as well. So
that's great.
We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, David. Yeah.
It was terrific tonight.
That was great. Yeah. I think it's my favorite finance segment. I listen to other shows and I can't do it. Even when David's on, I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing anything right. This was the best ever. Thank you, David.
I want people to talk to me the way, about
don't
finance.
Be a
the way David talks to me.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
The other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't be bat poop insane. More after this on WGN. We have our friends in the green room. They have an important event coming up on Monday night. It's a Galentine's celebration, and they're helping children with terminal illnesses and other. Yeah, you've met Jessica before, and she's got some people with her. More after this on 720 WGN.